behind his iron shoes.
There's no curse.
What we heard so far was the Rashiva said that we have a simple way of looking at Hakar Sittayi, that someone did me a favor, and I owe him, I should be Makitayi. So we carry that over into Avodas Hashem, and the Rashiva says that we have to understand Hakar Sittayi in a different way when it comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the same. It's different. We don't know how yet. But he says that the Ramban on the Pasuk, Kilavavu, in the Saisis, can buy a looking. That the Rosh Hashanah is testing us. What's the test? So the Ramban learns the Pshat over there is Hainu Nisayin Shal Hakaris. Nisayin Shal Hakaris Torah. The Nisayin is, I'm giving you the Torah. Are you going to be market type? Are you going to appreciate what I've done for you? That's the biggest Nisayin. That's the Nisayin applies so throughout history. It's not just a Maizef from once by Maimon HaSinai. Always. Levavu Nisayin is Chambar HaLokim. The giving of the Torah and our receiving the Torah is a continuous nisayon. Are you a makir Torah that the Rosh Hashanah that he gave you the Torah or not? That's the nisayon according to Ramban. Uvelatasi v'kan hayisoydis asher be'inim zeh shel karas Torah me'achar v'mayim hanifcha shel harsinim sparish no v'kan kibchina v'hakaras Torah. Ramban was pshat that the nisayon of Sinai. Sinai is the oasis of Nisayin also, it's interesting. That it hasn't the oasis of Nisayin. That the Nisayin of Sinai, which is not just for them, as she was going to explain, but the Rebbeinu Shlom summed it up, this event that you're experiencing now, let's see if you're going to be market type. The Vavur Nisayin is Chem Bar looking. I want to see if you're going to be market type. It's a B'chin. It's a test. Are we market type? That's what Ramban says. So the Rashiva is saying that we see that there's something different. There's something we have to understand on a deeper level about the Karas HaTayyip when it comes to Tayyip, when it comes to Tayyip.
How does the Ramban say that in Pshat of Al-Tiro? Like what's... Does that mean don't be scared?
You're going to live. The point here is not to destroy you.
The fear was that they would die for the... Right. They know you're going to stay alive.
You're going to be alive, and we're going to see how you are. We're going to see what you do with this business. The question here is still bothering us, it's still here. There are many nice things that the person did for us. The name of the Torah became Lachar before he gave us the Torah. He did good things. He did good things for our ancestors. And after my medicine he does nice things for us, he does nice things for us. We never heard Hashem's Baruch spell out in such a way that when he did something for us, he always did things. He always did things before Torah and after my Messiah. But he never spelled out, this is a test. I'm telling you, this is a test to see whether you're market there. That means that there's something different, because it should be that at any time that Hashem gave us, he could have said to us, what about Yitzhak Mitzrayim? He took us out of Mitzrayim. That was a big time. So the Rebbeinu could have said, "Look, I've ruined the Sais Hashem. I say Sais Hashem Mitzrayim. I took you out. I want to see it in the market time." Only says by Torah, "Look, I've ruined the Sais Hashem Bo Lekim. You've been tested to see whether this occurs." So this is a question. The Niglais Lano Bekan the Ara Chadosh. So she just says that something new has been revealed to me over here. That there's something different here. That one's appreciation. I mean, I'm not going to use the English, it's silly. Everybody knows what first time is last year. That one's Hakaris HaTayyiv. Ba'ad HaTayyiv Shalmatin Tayyiv. That the Hakaris HaTayyiv the person has for what? For the schus of receiving the Tayyiv, of being a Jew that received the Tayyiv. Mahava chilat mehazika asher al yoda hanetvish mizakekis kapir. It seems to be something that is particularly related to and connected to one's relationship to Torah. That when it comes to Torah, the Baruch Shalom says, "You're getting the Torah, hakar be market Torah." He says, "I'm taking it, sorry, market. I'm giving you this, be market Torah. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, be market Torah." But when I'm testing you on hakar se Torah, davka. When it comes to Torah, that somehow in the whole parsha of this gift that Hashem gave us, that's called Torah, there's woven into it a nisoyin ayu market by banat. For even as shekiyim mitzvahs tefillin mebli hachzakas payva al mitzvah zu. Now, so when if a person puts on tefillin without feeling what a gevaldik gift you gave me, that you gave me my, that you gave me a schus to put on tefillin, it's not nice. He should feel that way. But yeshol zet tviyah shachisron hakaris payva. One could say, like an amachaveh, somebody did something nice for you, and if you don't show appreciation, it's not going to be nice. It's a tviyah that you don't show appreciation. So the merchant gave you mitzvah tefillin, or gave you tzitzis, he gave you shabbos, whatever. And if you don't appreciate it, so then it's a chisar in darcheres. Not darcheres, not to appreciate it. But that's where it comes from tefillin, shabbos, tzitzis, all the other things. Well, all the other mitzvahs. It shows that there's something missing in your darcheres. But the Shiva says, I will aim in the gel of goof of the Rudish on tefillin. But it's not, it doesn't affect the Kima mitzvah tefillin. The tefillin's tefillin, you are yet to the mitzvah tefillin, but there's a special added thing that's called derech eretz, that you know you're missing something with derech eretz. You put on tefillin, you should feel grateful that you have such a mitzvah tefillin. And if not, the tefillin is tefillin, and you are yet to the mitzvah tefillin, it's still called the chesed shel tefillin, it's still called the Kima mitzvah hanachas tefillin. But there's an additional nakuda of hakaras that tell you that you're lacking him. And that's similar to how we say with between people also. There's something lacking in your hakaras that tell you. It means that there are chayas. Masha'en came the Buddha Shatayu. However, when it comes to what the Rosh Hashanah giving us Torah, which Rosh Shiva says means, the Dairus forever means learning Torah, being Isaac in Torah, it seems that without Hakaras HaTorah, that you gave us this Torah, that we spent our whole lives Kihem Chayim, hurricane, even Isaac in Torah, it seems that Li Hazokas Toiva Avura, Harizat Gam, the Guf Haklita Shladeve Torah. It's not just that you're missing an additional nice thing, that you should have extra deluxe Derech Eretz, and always feel that you have Hakaras HaTorah. The tefillin, the tzitzis, the Shabbos is a time. When it comes to Talmud Torah, here the Ramban learns as the pshat of Avur Nesoisis Chambora Elokim. The Rishiva learns that this is talking about what? And as the pshat in Ramban, it is talking about the Doris, that we have the Torah. Not about this mitzvah, that mitzvah, that we have the Torah activation, an appreciation. Of course, a Torah that the Roshan gave us this gift, it's called Torah, and that we have the schus to be Isaac in Torah. Here, if you're missing, if you're not makir toiv, it's not pshat that there's an extra thing called derech eretz that's lacking. The whole mitzvah is like it's not a mitzvah. It's the guf haklitah shel divrei Torah. It affects the whole way that one receives Torah forever if he's missing hakaras haTorah. Whereas the tefillin doesn't affect the kima mitzvah tefillin. By other mitzvahs, it's a mila in the mitzvah of tefillin. It's a mila in the mitzvah of Shabbos of Karban Pesach. It's a mila of derech eretz. But when it comes to whether you're receiving the Torah, having the Torah, there it's the version is saying, I'm testing you to see whether you're makir toiv. It doesn't say anything else. You still don't know what is that. Well, Mahalach HaDvarim Kach, which is a very sharp thing, a very deep thing. Shisa al Bishnin Havialma. The Gemara says, the world is divided as everybody goes into 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toyu, Shnei Alofim Toyu, Shnei Alofim Mesa Mashiach, right? So 2,000 years of Toyu, we're on until Avram Avinu, until as a Nefesh Asa Bechar. It's until Avram Avinu, the 2,000 years of emptiness of Toyu. Shnei Alofim Toyu began. Ahana Shnei Alofim Toyu is Chilu Avram Avinu. From Avram Avinu began the 2,000 years of Toyu. Now, of course, whenever you say that in school, so all the children start to scream out, how could that be? How could it start from Avram Avinu? Why doesn't it start from Har Sinai? It's like this from Avram Avinu, Shnei Alofim Toyu. So there are many Mahashon and Maral, so there's a lot of what that means. But the Chazal tells us that the Alpayim of Toyu, the 2,000 year period of Toyu, began with Avram Avinu. So, what he explains now, we never really got to the bottom of this. The Prophet Yitzchak gets to the bottom, so what is that? He says, Kainish Shivas is Silas Hogs of Kufa Zu, Hashnava from Pyro, who are Vaidas and his Damas in the Dice of Shokmaka. Avram Avinu was the first person that we know about on earth, the first person on earth who spent his life, who began his life, who began his avoid in such a way of trying to resemble Hashem, of trying to be like Hashem is. So, of course, he's the Merkava Midas Achesed, which is the first of the Midas. And his whole inning was Mahu Afata. He began this. Where do you see this? It says in Pasuk, Avram, how you heal a guy God? Says Avram of being the Vashon promise of your great nation. He adopted, the Vashon says, the man that she is one of his base of to show me their Hashem. That I know you, Avram Avinu, that your life is devoted to this world. The Shomu Derech Hashem. What's the Derech Hashem? The Derech Hashem, Ma'omer Bekan, Hihi, Dimui Hatzur, the Yaitzu. The Rambam, over there, as you see in the first paragraph of Tayyus, that Chazal tells us, the Halachta Bidrocha. Nowadays, they say somebody is bought the Derech. Can you imagine? Let's say you got a really, really fun guy. Really fun guy. He's got all the right Levushim. You know, looks really firm. But he did something that wasn't kind. So he would say to him, I'm sorry if you get you off the derech. He'd be very upset because he thinks the derech is a garbage. And someone told him, no, the derech is, the Rambam Hilchos Dayis says, that's a Gemara Mefurashes, it's not in one place, it's in Shabbos, it's in Edmund, it's in the Zohar, it's in Medrash Rabbah, in Tekuma. But what? The halacha bedrocha means to try to be like the Rebbe Shlomo Mahu Rachum, he's kind. You should be calm. So a lot of the kids go off the derech. In that respect, I'm more on the derech than the ones that think they're on the derech, right? So, what's the inyan of derech Hashem? The Rambam says, "Mefarish." Chazal, the derech Hashem means you're trying to be like me. You want to be like the Rosh. That's called the derech Hashem. But halachta bedrocha, mahu afat, right? Derech Hashem on bekan. It's good to remind people what it means, Derech Hashem. Someone's on the Derech. It's a psak din in the Rambam. It's not just Talmud. The Iker of what's called Derech Hashem is the Shomru Derech Hashem means Mahu Avata. Dimui Hatzur L'Yetzer. That the created, the human being, is as closely resembled as possible to Hashem's body. In Ezechel, Hidobek, the Midois. This, of course, this halacha of trying to be Mizdabek, attaching ourselves to the Midas of Hashem, Nasa Harkat, Lachas Mitayag, and Sushashal Pirate. That's counted in the Tayag Mitzvahs of the Sefer Chinuch. It's counted in the Tayag of the Rambam. It's counted by the Smag, and many other Lamanian Mitzvahs, the Halach to the Drop. Avraham Avinu began that, who will later on become a Mitzvah in the Tayag. But that was Avraham Avinu's, that was the beginning of Torah, the beginning of Yiddishkeit. Mahu Afak. Mikol Makom, Vak Ayid Al Yodai Nasa Ma'avak Mitkufis Atayu, Mitkufis Atayu, comes out from here, is that through this effort on the part of the human being to be like Hashem, he was able to take the world across from the earlier period of 2,000 years of Tohu, into the new sugya of what 2,000 years of prayer. That's the bridge that he crossed over to get from Tohu to Torah. What's the bridge? Mahu Afafu Dimi Haitzur Liyaitzur, which is what? The Halakha Bidracha, the Shomru Derech Hashem, to try to be like, to be a godly person. But now that we have Torah Mitzvahs, you know what that means, to be godly. So Hashem, so we have Shomar, you know what it means to be godly, we have Rambam and so on. But the Avraham Avinu's Indian, that he was the Merkava from Midas HaChesed, that he wanted to be like Hashem's father. That's how he schlepped the world out of Tohu and into Tyre. Because that's the beginning of what it means of what Tyre means. He's going to explain. As Bar said, the Varam Hi Alpiyam of Uva Mishnah, the others, in the third paragraph, Chavivim Yisrael Shemikru Banim Lamakam. Beloved is Yisrael, because the Russian called us his children. The Chavivim Yisrael Shnechulhan Klechemdim. And beloved is Yisrael, because Hashem's blood gave us the Torah.
to be a child of Hashem is Baruch, and Hashem is Baruch refers to us as his children. The insight of being Hashem's child is to be like him. That's what it means to be somebody's child. Nowadays, it means that the DNA matches. It means that genetically, there's dimui hayotze liyotze. Right? There's a resemblance between the father and the son, the parents and the children. There's a resemblance. That there are many, many people that the parents are friends. Not a lot of people, it could be hundreds and hundreds of people, but the children are only the children are in that bechina of machu ha'ha. Of what? It says by Avraham Avinu, Man sheyitzar yitzav as banav, as beisa achav v'shomer derech Hashem. That's a special midah of a child that he's like his parents. So the Baruch Shalom says in Pekavis, what Chaviv Yisrael, what's the Chaviv? What's so special, what's so precious about the Jewish people? If they're Baruch Shalom's children. And it says right there, the Chaviv Yisrael, what? Because we have the Torah. V'hain, Klolius Inyan Hamakna Torah, we see that love, that the Inyan of that love that Hashem has for us, that we have the Torah, that he gave us the Torah, that we are the people of the Torah. We see that it's kosher from whom Huda can adarga shabana matam Hashem lakeh. The Mishnah is telling us clearly that because we are banim Hashem lakeh, he gave us the Torah. That because we alone want to and have this ability to resemble our Father, because he is our Father, and therefore the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah HaKadosha as a means of what? Of resembling. Of being like him. Chaviv Yisrael. Haryadarga Zushalbon Mahavis Iket Tarech Meshabin Yatzur Yais. We understand that this Madrega of Bon, that we have the unique status of being the Varshan's children, that means that we more than anybody else, not more, more sounds like it, only we, only Yisrael, Abon Mamad, can resemble the buyer. Only Yisrael can resemble. And how does that happen? That's the Torah. That's the Torah. It's resembling the Bar. The Dav Kedargis Abonim Hihi Hamachayeves Liyaz Bidugman Shalmaila Bidchina told us saying Kayyotze Behen. That's what it means children. Kayyotze Behen. Mechlal told us. They're of us, right? That if you have told us, it means you're of us. It means that if you have a son, it means you have a father. They mean of the son. That the son is a proof that there's a father. There's no such thing as any child in the world. So the son, that's what it means. Bonamatam Hashem is the biggest raya of the father. And that because he is one with his father. And he resembles his father. The nimsa that's in Yusuf Shal Mitzvah Zushal Dinah Hatsuah Yatsuah. What comes out from here is that this, the inner meaning of this mitzvah, which is now from the Tayag mitzvahs, of a halachta b'derech, the halachta b'drach, which means to resemble Hashem's drach, mahu aha. This is he, Evan Hashasiyah, shaklolius matutar. We see that it's the Evan Shasiyah. This is the building block, it's the foundation of the whole yisayid of what does it mean? Chavim Yisrael did Abonim, Chavim Yisrael did he gave us Torah. The whole Metzias, that we're his children and we resemble him, is the entrance into the world of Kabbalah's Torah and being the people of the Torah, but the Baruch Shalom gave us a hechatimsa now of how we can live in such a way that resembles him, that is like him. Asha came move and hate the kidavki in zeshal hidavek the midaisa who have gracious shalashneil of him. We can understand that hidavek the drach that Avraham Avinu was the first one to go to try to be like Hashem. That's the beginning of Torah. The beginning of Torah is, I want to be like you. I need help and instructions of how I become more and more like you. And that's the Torah. Chaviv Yisoshim Kuvanim L'matam, Chaviv Yisoshim Tumam Klechem. They gave us the Torah.
So in what way were we bundled before the Torah? If the Torah is the attempt to become more like Banim in that we're like Hashem, then what... I know that's really what we were learning like for 3 years in the Maram, but
Okay, so then if you really remember that, then why do you have to do there was certainly something that was missing. There was something that was missing. We were on the madrega of immature children, with the exception of a few outstanding children, really were lost and didn't know what to do. But there is such a thing that a particularly mature child can intuit the Rav's not the father. That was the obvious show. That chval wasn't. Children that are less mature can't, they have to be told, do this, do this, do that. Those who are more of a hergish for the lesson of the father, they can intuit the father's lesson. Same if the Torah before was given. He says, he feels that, that's the beginning. So Avraham Avinu is the beginning. This rotzen to go in Hashem's way, to be like him. That means that I want to be like him. I want to be one of his children. And to be one of his children means that you are beginning that period that's called Alpayim Torah, the 2,000 year period of Torah, which is when the Baruch Shalom was teaching us and showing us how to be as much as possible like our father. V'hinei matzina because of that, Torah achi is nisyachis of the protis of akhuna shal sinas matanas. In Tetzvav in Mishlei, Shonel said that Sonim Matanas Yichya. Sonim Matanas Yichya means, see, we're so used to saying things like, we're so used to talking in a way like using the Shonim as like a knife to be taken literally, that we could fall into a mistake. So we always think Sonim Matanas Yichya means that if you hate gifts, you live a long life. So it's a nice way of saying that you shouldn't take any, you shouldn't be unloved. What the Rashid is saying is that Shalom was telling us that one's chiyus, one's life, depends upon a certain meter that's called Sainim Atanas. I hate welfare. I hate gifts. Yichya. What does that mean? You see what he says? Toya hachiyus mesyachis with protis or kunshus and it's not Atanas is Sainim Atanas. This tchuna that's called being alive, the definition of life is what? Sinus matanus. Hating anything for free. The Yeshkan Aymek within the Aymek, there's a depth within a depth. Kidchilas knizos ashuladas, the beginning of our understanding this meaning, he ali de hargoshes hastira ben mohus hachiyas ben hachunas shuahavas matanus. Let's first go the other way. Let's try to understand how there's a contradiction between what? Between loving welfare and life. Let's see what the contradiction is. If life is hating the welfare they give, then let's see what is it about loving matanos, loving something for nothing, loving matanos, what is it about that is soiser that contradicts life? Please. Shaharei mochus hachiyus hu hachivur shal guf v'nefesh. What's the definition of life? The definition of life is the connection between the body and the soul. V'inyana shal chivur zeh, and the point of this shidduch between the body and the soul, v'bachdei shal yidei hachivur hazeh tis'ani ha-nefesh al Hashem v'tor kabolas hardak. The point of this shidduch of the body and the soul is as though that eventually, the nefesh, the soul, will be able to return to Hashem and to enjoy the gift, but not in this world, in the next world, to be able to enjoy. But enjoying means after having schlepped and struggled and worked very, very hard with a million nisyanis in this world, nothing for free, no welfare, everything is hard work. Eventually, in the next world, not in this world, you get paid for that. If you get paid, you work, you get paid. Like the din in Hilchos Schiros, it's ein schiros mishtalamas, elo lebesayif. The mom of Mitzvah. Ein schiros mishtalamas, elo lebesayif. According to the Torah, you get paid. Only at the end of the job. Tehi maskur tak shleim. That when Boaz said to Rus, the Chita learns from the end of the Nesasa that you want to be a Yid. The schiros is not, this world is not so fortunate. But afterwards, it's good to get paid with it. And in this world, That's after the Surah.
But he's allowed to pick from the fruit that along the way.
So there's some, particularly there's some mitzvahs, right, that's to be malakit, you know, that's what she was doing. Kelei teva hanefesh, it's like it's kelei teva hanefesh, umolisa, etanu, etanu. The essence of the soul is this longing to delight in Hashem. Ela shachibul aguf, but the problem that the soul has is that he was thrown into this shidduch for the body. Ela shachibul aguf, mahapachla es tzuras hatan gazeh, mitzuras kabbalah greda, mitzuras kabbalah schar. What happens as a result of the relationship to the body, instead of the soul, when it's in Shemayim, just enjoying, delighting and basking in Hashem's light, that's what the soul enjoys, and Hashem enjoys before it comes in, just receiving from Hashem's light. But because Hashem's Baruch made a world, and there's free choice, and all kinds of problems and difficulties, now it's no longer a welfare program of receiving Hashem's light for nothing, but now there's an inyan of what? Of Kabbalah's schar. You get what you work, you get paid. When do you get paid? Not in this world. Hayoyim la'asayisam, the mocher l'kabbalah schar. The definition of the gift that Hashem gives us for being Jews is that it's something which happens tomorrow, not today. Not in this life. It's after this life. In this world, it's not. So now listen to what the deep thing he says over here. The Kankirah. The Nimtzit. Keep Chisas Inyin HaMatanas. So what is it that's, what is the practice that's wrong with matanis? The Shomel says such a strong notion, soyni matanis yichin. Chi is life in this world. You want to live in this world? You want your life to be meaningful in this world? You should be a soyni matanis. We understand, listen to the tifkeit. The Nimtzit, he says, ki b'chisis inyin matanis. The problem with welfare, with matanis, it's in the very, it's tied together, the very essence of life. Why? Because this world, by definition, because Hashem has put the soul with the body, is a world of what? Of hard work. If you living in this world means I'm not getting anything. There are no gifts in this world. The time to receive reward or schar, payment, is in the next world, not in this world. Therefore, since the definition of this gift is completely mochar tomorrow, therefore, soyni matanis, the more that you hate gifts and welfare for nothing, the more that you hate that in this world, the more chiyus you have, and the more chiyus you're achieving in the world. Because the person, like this, the person who loves getting prizes and presents, he loves that. What he's saying, in effect, is that this is not a world, this life is not a life of what? Of hard work, almanas, sometime in the future I get my salary in the next world. But he wants all the reward, he wants all the prizes and presents in this world. His life is—it's undermining the very definition of life. The definition of life is what? A nefesh and a guf. When the soul was just a nefesh above, then it got everything like this time it receives. The definition of life, as we were told by the Torah, is struggle, hard work, b'chira chashis. What about getting a salary, getting paid? That's not here. It's the life of struggle. The person who likes getting off easy and having free, and everything for free, who loves matanis, is the opposite of yichid. Because the definition of life is the body and soul being together and having struggle.
It's not just matanis, it's anything in this world.
Yeah. As an end to itself, as opposed to being a way of serving the Hashem's world.
Read your questions.
Yeah. Let's just finish the paragraph. Just listen for 1 second. When we understand really what does it mean, this union of the body and the soul, it because you love life, that means because every minute that your soul is together with your body, you appreciate that, that what life is hard work and nothing for free. What life is what? It's b'chir chavshis. And the mocher is the time that I get things, but it's not stand free. Naham the gesufa, throwing it like a door, a piece of bread. That's what I work for. Who's the one who truly loves life? The one who despises welfare. He loves life because he understands that the definition of life is, it's not pasha. It's not just a soul, it's a soul with a goof. And when there's a soul with a goof, it's unbelievably hard. It's all a muhammad. It's every second is a muhammad and bechir and misyayinus. Every second. This person alone, who is signing my promise, he really, really suddenly appreciates life. There's a person who loves getting things for nothing. He really despises life. To him, it would have been better not to have to come into the body at all. It would have been just to be nice to be in the shama, because then he was getting everything for free. He didn't have to come to this world. Everything was for free before he came to this world. You know?
So, in the Mara Megillah, where it says, Yekasi Maksasi Tami, I once saw, I forget where, it still says at the end, Maksasi, like it's Matana. So, even if you work, though, isn't it still considered at some level that.
Because no matter what we do in this world, it can never, ever, ever equal what the Baruch Shem does for us, and at the end, what he'll do for us. That's why, no matter what, it's always called the Natsi, because we don't have any Hasag of anything beyond this world. The biggest, if someone tells you that you know, you're going to get a kingdom of these misses, you're going to get the Yunirash. You know, so somebody's thinking, I don't want that. Something better than that. Because what does that mean? You know, it's like, how a person thinks, you know, I felt good like the next generation. I used to be like, I'm kind of like the Yoshi. So Hashem must be like, because Hashem must be even better than that. But we don't have our son yet. So therefore, it's always in the sea. It's always wow. This I can't believe.
So it's not earned it.
You earned it, but we don't even know. You don't even know we're earning. Yeah. We're such peasants. We don't understand. It's like you remember. Well, you don't remember. I'm just the quote. There was a when we were kids, we used to watch a television show called The Beverly Hillbillies. Maybe you saw reruns or something. But we used to saw. I saw when it was. Originally, in 1962, 63, those years, whatever. The first episode, I think, of that show. You know what it was about?
Yeah, well,
so you have these Namjis hillbillies, like in Appalachian, these hicks. And they live in a horrible shack. You know the story? But you don't know. We grew up with this. So what happens is that this guy, Jed Clampett, I know the whole song, he found some oil. It's going to become right away multi-millionaires. So, and people told him, "Are you doing it?" So he contacted him in Hollywood and had this banker come down and look, and so they wanted to take him out of the mountains and buy him this whole mansion. And the whole show, it's a very clever thing, because the whole show is about how these positive mansion, they're unhappy in Beverly Hills. And they were really happy. They were really happy, like in the mountains. Like in the, that's who they were. They weren't, so they didn't change their evolution. When they came to Beverly Hills, they kept up. They kept their revolution. It's really emotional. It was a very chosher thing. They refused to change. This is who we are, Batson. So it happened. The first episode of Vivaldi. The first episode of that show was that his banker comes. It's like it comes like a few guys, and he comes to this shack, and he's trying to make a point. He's trying to make a point to show that. How can you live in such a disgusting place? You're a millionaire now. You don't belong here. Come with us to Hollywood. To Beverly Hills. And come with us to Beverly Hills. So he's standing there. He comes and he knocks on the thing like the door. It's half broken. And it's, so the guy says, the banker says, Mr. Clampett, you're, when you go to the bathroom, you go outside to the outhouse. He goes, yep. And when you want to get water, you have to go pump in the water. Yep. And when you, and like, you know, it's just like other stuff. When you want to cook something, you got to put up the fire within the chop. Yeah. So then he stops, Jet Clamp, and he's thinking a little bit. He says, you know, you're right. He says, I'd be crazy to leave all that
nuts. You're absolutely right. Because like this is the newest stuff. Like he's got an ant house. He says, "You're absolutely right." He actually said, "I'd be damn crazy believing all this." It's such an interesting song. That's like us, isn't it? Even the biggest hasaga that they've only going had of what it was like after this world is still something that can't be beyond his love between the Gufa Gashmi. So like for us, when we're leaving the world, so we're nervous because we're ashamed. But when the Vilnagon was leaving the world, so the soul of the Vilnagon, so I know that's the nice holding out there. So what does that mean? So we say this because again, it's still that what a person can accomplish with 5 minutes in this world. But even the biggest person would say, you know, but we don't have that sign. But it means beyond this.
Like Rav Dessa's letter to his son, by the Kol Hayin Shebaolam, and he goes through like that all the riches, not only in all the happiness of a person's life, not only that he builds it up in everybody's life, but not only in your door and all the doors. You take all the riches and all the happiness, and that's just the poor person getting the smell outside the thing, and not even that. And that's
so we don't understand.
So we earned all of it. But then we're not even going to realize what it does for us, what it gets for us. But it's not all earned because of all the nisyanos that we went through. It's all earned, but it's way beyond anything that we can imagine. Nothing we can imagine. That's what the Torah doesn't even describe. The Maharal explained, the Torah doesn't even talk about the sky. It's not. Because what are you going to talk about? Even the Nevi'im, it says, Ayin lay rasa, lakim zolazach, even the Nevi'im never saw it. Why? Because a Navi, Sotkasot, could see visions, the Maharal says, could see visions of this world, using the Mishalim, different. Even a Navi is only able to operate from his home base, which is the world. So he, all of the Mishalim, so the Navi sees as Sinafuruch, he sees as Shakel, he sees different things of this world, and he says, this means this means that. But as far as the next world is concerned, I am my Rasa, the Kim Zosaf. A Navi doesn't have the cable to talk about it. Even a Navi can't talk about it.
What does it mean when you have certain people went to the next world with the guf?
It can't be. It's not that this says in the Sfarim. It's not that it can't be a chayim gashmi. It doesn't mean that like Eliyahu Navi is eating. It's not chayim gashmi. But what it means is, like the Maharal says, that he is muchen umzumen to come into this world and to be part of the yonim in this world, even after his patir. But the neshama is moving more back and forth. We don't understand what it means. Everybody else, the neshama goes in the ways. But his neshama somehow is commuting. It's hard to understand. That's as far as I know, because Eliyahu Navi is already talking about the aftermath of the time. Chanach is different than me. It's a different thing in Kabbalah. You have a Sarah Basasha. Chaim Yitzchim also. It's a
new Shulam Levi.
It's hard to understand. It's a beginning.
There's a story.
Instead,
he came back.
The difference between working for getting the Sfar today, getting the Sfar now, and getting the Sfar later. It's a significant difference, but doesn't it count to practice the difference of working for a star and working in the ball, long enough to come across?
I'm sorry, again. Yeah.
Isn't it? It's more noble to say, I'll work and defer my star till the next, to some other day, future. But isn't the difference much more vast when if you work shalom enough to come across at all, or just like work for no?
Yeah. The person is working. The highest majority, of course, is Shalai Ahun Nasa Kabul Sami at all.
Right.
Not in this world and not in that world.
And it's exponentially greater than working even for Star Lady.
Yeah, he didn't say that this person is working Al Manasa Kabul Sami. He's working. We're assuming that we're talking about that a person is not, that's not what his concern is, Al Manasa. He's working. But he's a Sami Matamsi, he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want anything. Because the definition of life is that nothing is free. Nothing. It's all nisyanos. It's all like our pal says in the beginning. Like the position. It's all nisyanos. It's all muhammas. And because he understands that the reason I came to this world, I was just a nefesh, like it, then I would love gifts. Because that's all the nefesh has. The neshama was just receiving Hashem's life and not. But not in welfare. So if I love life and I care about being alive, and if life means anything to me, I despise welfare. I hate it. The person who loves getting something for nothing hates life. It's the definition of life. And nothing is for free. That's the definition of life. It's not like a heartbreak. Now the new generation looks like that. Our parents, or maybe I'm those of us a little bit older, your grandparents, they never expected to get anything from life. Everything is what you work for. Not only that, I remember feeling upset because I used to look at the comic books and they always had these free offers in the back of the comic books. Like free things, you get like free 400 stamps, free, all this is. And my father never let me send them those things. And I said, what is it? And my friends, they said again, my father said, there's no such thing. I said, what does that mean? He said, there's something that's not there. There's no such thing. Free. That was the way that they thought, that generation thought. Now, right, okay, the new generation thinks, I have to work for something. It's like, that's a parable. Supposed to get a guy says he wants to learn a cult for 5 years. And I have to learn? In the parable? I didn't say I was going to learn all day. And he wants to learn a cult, but he also wants to have his car, a nice house, a nice evolution, a sign of a ton is, doesn't go anymore. So this meat is sold by all Jews, it gets tasty by all Jews, my father's always been saying, a sign of a ton is unbelievable. A sign of a ton is. That's a certain way of looking at life, that you don't get thrown for a curve if something doesn't come easy. It's okay, if something comes easy, my father's always suspicious. Couldn't be a real thing. Couldn't be real. Can't do these. If it's real, if it's part of something important in life, it means it has to come with much struggle. And this is something we can't convey to the new generation. It's a very, very, very hard thing to convey. Because, well, it's partially the fault of the old generation because they made everything so nice and comfortable. But it's not fault, as parents want their children to have good things. So those children are being raised in such a way where they think, I hate my fantasy. That the best thing to do is to get somebody. No, it's not even your parents. You can marry somebody, a stranger could buy you a house and you could live in it. A shir buys you a house. Shir buys you a house. Who's your shir? So he's mishpacha, this is through your wife. As I invite yourself close to your wife, you should get a house like that. Such a relationship that you have, so you're welcome. Maybe it's worth it. Part of the basis of your relationship with your life. Not such a revolver. You bring a whole house with kumtsin. Kumtsin, you help another person. You're ready to say, take a house, buy a house, why not? Yeshua, or this one. The feeling the honor they have nowadays that you see is the cause of it's causing a lot of. Even should only have good things. But I'm not talking here about getting a wedding present. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of what of a harvest matanis. And what the Rashid explained is that it's so the whole Indian of what life is. Because life is what he's saying is that the definition of life is Hayoim La'asais, is that today, this world, nothing is easy. And so the Machal Kabbashan, but this life, you want to live in this world? Sony Matanis United. You even see this on Poshet, even have one guy. Everybody here, everybody's looking for, everybody, you have these people that they go and they spend $1,000 a year to be in some gym, one of all these advanced programs, and they have a whole basement full of machines. And some peasant in the Ukraine that sits around eating yogurt and works in the field, he lives to 110. And the guy that wrote the book on diet is a good story. Right? Something is there. Why? The whole generation is a generation, it's a welfare generation. It's all welfare. It's all this idea that's kumsin, it's coming to me. And that's a stira to life. That's what she says. It's a stira to life. Because the shidduch between the body and the soul means it's not coming to you. It's an isayin of avun isayis es kambar olokim. It's not easy. And you want it easy, then you're sine chai. You hate life. You think that you love life because you want to be without the house and the pool and you don't have to pay for it. It's not, you really despise life. If you loved life, you'd be out of that Ukrainian in the field working somewhere, so not sitting around waiting in to get from some gimme. Right? This is a big yesod. That's what he's saying over here. Vaharagosha habihira, the last two lines of Dawud. That clear awareness. What? Asher toichna shel chibur guv nefesh mechul l'sei ledes, and it's clear what it means that there's a chibur, a shidduch between the guf and the nefesh. So ledes, it recoils. So ledes, like that's a ledes going, right? It recoils from what? Iman nischim. That's what I'm saying. It's afraid of Iman nischim. It doesn't want anything. It doesn't want freebies. It doesn't want love. It recoils from Iman nischim. And I'll tell you something, it's a strong line, but we can say it among the Chavayim. You see, therefore, what happened in Harlem and East New York, the Bedford Snipes. What happened over in Newton? What happened over here? If you look, Michal, if you look by this island in the 50s, and the 40s, and the 50s, there was a strong sense of decency that, and that you still have by many of the old timers. Why? Because they were ruined by the Bedford Snipes. These minorities were destroyed by the East. I read in the newspaper yesterday that there was a famous, you know, what is something in the black community do if you go buy sneakers for $500? You have to buy sneakers for $500, but not a book. You can't find a book anywhere within the. And he was saying this. You know what? He's finished. If he doesn't get killed, it'll be an ace. All of their spokesmen, the congressmen, they all came out accusing him of being like this and being like that. He said to them, Zach, and he said, I'm trying to help my people. He's not upset. He's trying to help my people. They called him a white guy. They called him, you know, they start making like, this, what happened? So listen, what the result of all this is. Dafka, those whose whole life is receiving something for nothing, in those areas you see a hatred for life, murder. Drugs. Life means nothing. When you get life for nothing, when you support it, life means nothing. Which you'd say to people are getting something, some chai, free gifts, you should make something with it. A kid. Since we just learned that the whole mitzias, or the definition of chai is sainim atonis, that nothing is for nothing. Everything is with Nisyan, it's not Vaidan, and what Nigi and Harvey, everything. In Mela, the person who's Oyhei Matanis, he is Sayyidin Chai. Those Jews of the generation who came after the Holocaust, who had nothing. Nobody gave him anything. My father didn't have a Shmir. He didn't have a father. He didn't have anything. When they came to America, nobody did anything for them. They didn't go for any Section 8s. There was nothing. All there was, you have two hands, and you go to work. And it was the same thing that came from Yiddishkeit. It was the same thing that came to work. There are no complaints. It's not blaming everybody. You do what you have to do. Again, that's what life is for. You work hard. Those were people who loved life so much that they were able to rebuild their lives, even though everything was destroyed. Their whole lives were destroyed. They had this blood system. Nowadays, if someone has an issue, he really goes to the psychologist and says, I don't want to leave. Suicide. Why are you suicide? That's happening. It's easy. It can't go on. There's no peace. Because a generation of Mount Thomas, of welfare, they don't know, of receiving. Anytime there's any kind of a difficulty, anytime there's any kind of a. So if it's not a matana, my life is not good. This is a big issue. I will stop here.